Jordan Webb.
When we're here at Greasemount High School, what's your connection with the basketball?
I'm the head basketball coach for the Edinburgh University National League team.
The National League team? But not National League team here today, is it?
Yes, the National League team here today.
How many teams do you coach?
Two teams. The head coach on the Bucks 1A team, the National League team for the university, and I assist with the Caledonia Pride.
You're quite busy.
Yeah, very busy, absolutely.
What about today's match?
Today, it was tough. We came here without a couple of players today, so we only had eight players, which, you know, you always like to have your full team with you. But I thought we struggled a little bit in the first half, getting going, getting out of the blocks, but definitely much better job second half. Managed to figure some stuff out, fix some things, and we're much better for it.
It didn't take you long to pick up and, of course, change the game, whatever format you were using from the first half to the second half,
sure.
And you just seemed to take off in the second half. Did you have anything to say at the break?
Yeah, plenty to say at the break. I felt like we weren't really out of second gear. You know, sometimes you don't necessarily get going so quickly. And yeah, our spacing offensively wasn't great in the first half. So that's the main things I was talking about in the second half, was just upping the pace of the game and spacing much better to give ourselves opportunities to score.
What was the final score?
50-38 to us, which we were down 2 at the half, I believe. So to come back and win by 12 was, you know, testament to the girls' toughness and the pace that they played at today.
Any problems with the team that you could point your finger on and say, you know, we could have done better there?
Talking defensively a lot. I mean, we have some tough guys who want to play defensively. They want to work hard, but they don't always want to talk to each other for some reason, which I'm trying to fix. But yeah, just if we talk to each other, then, you know, it puts us in good stead to be a step ahead, I guess. So that's the one thing that I'm always on the mat. Even if we win, you know, I still think we could have talked a little bit more. Absolutely.
Don't know what the score would have been if Polonia Phoenix were on target and they missed one heck of a lot of shots.
Absolutely, yeah. We were kind of, you know, there's a couple of players on that team we were focused on to try and stop them particularly shooting the ball. Yeah, it would have been, they're a dangerous team when they're really hitting, but today, I guess, you know, a lot fell in our favour, I guess.
After today, who have you got up next?
Next, we've got a week off this week, cause it's the cup final week, and unfortunately, we're not in that, knocked out in the semis. So we've got Falkirk Fury next at home on the, I believe it's the 12th we play.
Confident, are you?
We'll see. It'll be an interesting game. They're a big team, tough team, doing well. I think they're above us on the table, so can't go in too complacent. I'm always confident in my team.
Good luck.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.